8:15, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Aridus, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Also, Jay Redfern joining us in studio this morning. He's one of our staff members now. I don't know if Tom knew that or not. Tom Martin, had you heard that, Tom?
I did hear that, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
I have noticed.
Okay, all right.
Just no longer sure. In the Register Mail office, and then sometimes I'll look online just to see. You know, make sure he's not being too lazy over here.
Yeah, he's doing some work. He is doing some work. Tom Martin joining us this morning. Tom Martin, editor of the Galesburg Register-Mail, going to be leaving us here and heading up to the Quad Cities. Tom, good morning. Thanks for taking time with us here today.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
You know, I completely forgot when I had talked to you the other day and said, oh, maybe come on later in the week. I completely forgot we had Thanksgiving and all that stuff going on. But
yeah.
Who does anything on Black Friday anyway, right?
Well, not usually me. So.
Yeah, okay, good. That's a good thing. All right. Well, so Tom, 19 years here at the Galesburg Register Mail. Talk about your background and how you ended up here in Galesburg.
Yeah, well, I'll give you the short story, but there was I graduated from Carl Sandburg College here. So I'm originally from Hamilton, Illinois, Elveston, Illinois, if you want to be specific, small town. Came to Galesburg, went to Carl Sandburg, then transferred to University of Iowa. And then I like to tell the story of my folks came to my graduation there, and I let them know that this journalism thing is pretty cool, but I'm going to do rock and roll. So so I did that about 5 years and then got my first job in Carthage, Illinois at the Hancock County Journal Pilot. Became the editor a couple years later and just really fell in love with journalism, and then kind of stair-stepped to Macomb Journal, was there for a few years. Bureau County Republican in Princeton. So I stay on that Zephyr line pretty much all the time. This will be my first. So they're going to have to bring the Zephyr up to the Quad Cities.
There you go. Buses right now, but right.
So then the job opened up here in Galesburg when I was in Princeton, and looked like a really good opportunity for me. Don Cooper was the publisher at the time, and he hired me, and so that's how I arrived in Galesburg.
Yeah. Jay, I don't know about you, but all our trips to Quincy covering sports before we had the current easiest way to get there. I know I've been through Elveston at some point going there
at
some
remember
point.
Seeing the sign. Yeah. Going through Carthage, so it's a familiar territory.
Yeah. No, I've hit the Elveston at some point. Tom Martin, editor of the Galesburg Register Mail, going to be leaving us and heading up to the Quad Cities. All right. Jay, talk about when you first met Tom when he came on board.
So it's always kind of a nervous situation when a new leader, new boss comes in, and we just come off. I mean, when I first started, we had Bob Harrison, who'd been there forever, and Jeff Rogers came in for a short stint and kind of, you know, got us going in the right direction. But Tom came in and just kind of changed the culture. I always tell people he's kind of a player's manager. You know, he's really easy to work with, but he came in and really just focused on content and making better content and what people. I still remember one of our first meetings, you know, we had in the back room and you know, a dry erase board, and like, what do we want the paper to be? Who do we want to cover? Who are we not covering?
Yeah. So did you consider him the rock and roll editor, or did you know that past?
We knew pretty soon. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
The hair was shorter though.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's talk about the band days. What kind of band was straight rock and roll? What were you playing?
Yeah, kind of a variety. Like in college, it was a little bit more alternative, and then ended up sort of in a classic rock and roll, and did actually play some original music. But so I think probably the person people may have heard of is Slink Rand. I was with him the last group was called The Dogs, and Slink Rand, and he has passed. But those were some pretty good times. And I actually did. I was the editor in Carthage, and also playing weekends with Slink, so that was fun.
Instrument?
Drums.
Oh, and really?
I
okay.
Would sing a little bit, yeah.
Okay, very good. Very good. You should have had a Register Mail band, shouldn't you have?
I don't know.
Is there anybody else with any talent? I'm not sure. I mean, for music is what I'm saying. Oh, yeah, talent.
Lowy would have been pretty good.
Yeah, you think? Tom Martin, editor of the Register Mail, he's going to leave us. So talk about in your career here, and as you said, you arrived here. You come in as an editor, and actually pretty young at that point for an editor, right?
Yeah. 19 years ago. Yeah, I guess I probably probably younger than I don't probably was about Jeff Rogers' age when he was there, but definitely younger than Mr. Harrison. I'll still refer to him as that. But yeah, I mean, it was a big opportunity. It was the biggest newsroom that I had worked in. And they had this big story happening. Maytag, they'd already reported. We knew the jobs were leaving, but then there's this kind of awkward period where how do we tell this Maytag story with the final line shutting down? I think it was September. I had to have Jay look up the actual edition that we announced that in. We wanted that edition. When the line shut down, we wanted a special edition. So we kind of got to work in the back room on that.
Talk about the job of an editor and what it is that that you do.
It's sort of the overall vision of the newsroom, what kinds of stories, how those stories are played, and then you're kind of working with all the personnel, all the staff members, and handling that, and then you've got some budgetary duties as well. So that's not the fun stuff for me. It's always the content and the stories and trying to think about what, you know, just putting yourself in the mind of a reader, because we all are readers or consumers of news. What do they need to know? What do they want to know? Yeah. And what do we know that they should know? And, you know, you try to answer those questions and it's just a challenge every day. I always enjoyed coming to work. I always enjoy, or even when I work from home during the pandemic, I look forward to every day.
Tom Martin, the editor of the Register Mail, going to be leaving us, heading up to the Quad Cities, taking over as editor of the Quad City Times and Quad Cities, the Argus Dispatch, Quad Cities Online. Jay, I want to talk about kind of some of the changes on that side when you're working on the print side, because we've all, you know, on the radio over-the-air media, there's been all kind of changes in technology. That what kind of things in your career, because you started pretty early, I'm sure you saw a lot, one with the advent of computers and then laptops and tablets and everything.
Right. I started in May of 1985, so really the computers we had are nothing like we have today. It was basically just a word processing, you know. We had no internet, didn't even have a fax yet, so it's like it's hard to believe, you know, what we do now and how we did it back then. You know, we did everything. We put, you know, we had horse race results from the Quad City Downs. You know, they came in on a telecopier and we had to retype them in. And so, I mean, the whole technology thing is changed. And I've often said that I wish we had the technology back then with the size of staff, but you do what you have to do.
So. Yeah. Well, so Tom, did that as an editor, did that affect you more than the rest of the staff with the advent of the technology? Because were you the one that was like bringing some of that technology in?
Yeah, maybe. I guess the responsibility was on my shoulders to make the best use of it. And, you know, on the news side, it's a challenge and it's kind of fun, but it's actually the advertising side where that's what kind of challenged the newspaper industry, is because local advertisers pretty much had to go through the newspaper to reach people. Same thing with the radio station. So between the newspaper and the radio, that's where all the local advertising came. And then with the advent of the internet, and it took a few years before Google and Facebook ate our lunches. But on that side, you know, I kind of wish we, as a newspaper industry, were a little bit more savvy. But on the news side, there's video, there's up to the minute reporting, so we can be on the scene, and some of those challenges were fun. And then photo galleries, and it just opened up a whole. Digital is fun. Print it used to be kind of tough. That you got to hit that print deadline, and then you got to wait for another day before you can fix something or add something, and just. Being able to, you know, 24/7 report news is so much better.
Did you guys have, in our newsroom, we used to have the AP machine that was constantly printing like 24/7. Did you guys have that? We got every AP story, news, sports, state, national, international, 24/7 this thing was printing.
We had we had AP photo machines, so it would spit out the black and white pictures.
Oh, AP really?
All day, yeah.
Wow, okay.
We still have quite a few of those. They're kind of neat to look at. They don't hold up well quality-wise, but I think we still pretty much had our AP feed coming in through a computer as arcade.
Okay. Yeah, we had a satellite right on top of the building.
Yeah.
When I got here.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, pretty amazing. Tom Martin is joining us this morning. Jay Redfern as well. All right, so you're heading to the Quad Cities. Going to be editor to Quad City Times, Argus Dispatch. So they're kind of all together, combined newsrooms now, all out of the Davenport office.
Yes. It's a combined newsroom. The editions are still separate on the Illinois side and the Iowa side. So. And it's a full newsroom up there. I'm excited for the opportunity and thankful for that. So it's going to be a challenging chapter. So I'll go in there and I'll try to take some of the things that I brought to Galesburg and try to take those there. And I'm sure I'll be bugging Jay like what do you think I should do with this? And I do want to say. I made a lot of bad decisions here, but one of the best ones was to bring Jay out of the sports department, which probably wasn't great for sports, but I put him in the newsroom, made him number two, and I grabbed Loewy out of sports too. They were both, like, the sports department here was just untouchable when I got here, and then I kind of ruined it. Mike Trueblood probably hasn't still forgiven me, the old sports editor. But it was the best. Moving Jay for number two was the best thing. And then I feel like we just, the things he was good at were the things I wasn't good at. And so so we just kind of marched through all the stories and all the changes. And, there, you know, who could have predicted so much change in an industry? But, but you know, it was rewarding.
Jay, did you hate him at that point or were you ready for a move?
I was ready. I was a little nervous, you know, because doing sports – I did that for about 20. It was almost a split. I did sports for 20 and the news side for, I think, around 17. So,
yeah.
But I was ready for it. You know, you get, I don't know, you know, you do sports, but you do other things too. The sports are exciting, but it kind of turns into the same, you know, different faces. But news seems like it's a little more challenging.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. All right, so with your staff with the Quad City Times and Argus Dispatch, obviously bigger staff than what you've got here. Is it, though, compared to, you know, say, 20 years ago, is it still a smaller staff in general, which is a way, and that's not just print, that's all media.
Yeah. I think, I don't know what they were 10 years ago or 20 years ago, but, yeah, I think there's definitely been a newsrooms have shrunk over the years, like what I was talking about earlier about the advertising. That's what used to support these newsrooms. 70% of the revenue for a newspaper would come in from display advertising in particular. And that's – I don't know what the percentage is now, but it's not very high. But, yeah, so, you know, there – I don't – outside of maybe the New York Times and Wall Street Journal, you know, all the newspapers are feeling the pressure of this and have made cuts over the years. So, you know, that's just made it, it's, I think when I was talking to someone, it likens it to, like, there's a tornado coming and you have to get down into the basement. And what do you take down there? Okay. You take the most important things. And so that's kind of how the news works. Now we don't have all the people to do all the things anymore. So what is the most important thing? So I kind of like that challenge. Although I would like to have all the people still, but I do like that challenge. What is the story that has to be told? And so you don't have a lot of time to just sit around and think about it.
Absolutely. Well, with what you've done here at the Register Mail, just local wise, is the coverage area, obviously there's more population base. Is the coverage area about the same, or is there more coverage area for local news up there? I know you're not just Quad Cities. There's a little more area as well, but are you about the same or more coverage area?
Well, the population is so much
larger.
Right. So yeah, we would be reaching a lot more readership.
Yeah.
Some of the news stories, I'm sure I'll find out will play everywhere, and there'll be some that are really specific and you know, the staff that's up there already understands all the nuances of that. So it'll be me who I'll be on the learning curve for a little while.
Yeah. Well, I got to say, I'm on the QC Online every morning, the Argus Dispatch side. I guess I don't know. I think I see pretty much everything I need to see from the Iowa side as well. But I think obviously more of the Illinois side of stuff. But there are times I'll flip over and pull up the Quad City Times side as well, just to see if there's anything different. But usually I think I get pretty much everything I need that's happening in that area either way.
They do maintain two websites.
Yeah.
And some of the content is going to be the same on both of those, but
absolutely.
I think actually sports is one of the ones that where you really have a division.
Yeah.
And you know, your sports page in Illinois needs to look different than the one in Iowa.
Yeah.
But
yeah, absolutely. Well, Jay, anything else you want to ask your former boss here?
Oh, you're going to give him the mic.
I'm going to let him have it.
I don't know. I should have thought about that. I don't think so. I think Gillsburg's going to miss him. So
absolutely. Yeah.
You know, but it's a good opportunity for him.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, congratulations on the new position. As Jay said, yeah, we'll definitely miss you here in Galesburg in the Register Mail. But congratulations on the new position and best of luck.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to thank all the – there's just a ton of support. I wrote a column kind of about some of the top stories and some of the people that I've worked with. And I'm just real thankful for that and all the support through the years, people who – wrote columns and did a lot of free things. And so it does, you know, it takes a community to put out a newspaper, and I've appreciated all the help.
I guess people are going to want to know, are we still going to see you around town? Will you still be here?
Yeah, I'll be here at least for a while. And, you know, I have to decide with my family what we're going to do down the road. But for at least for now, I'll be commuting.
All right. Well, Tom, thank you so much for taking some time with us, and best of luck in the new position.
All right. Thank you.